This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Falcons getting ready for the Saints coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock. You can hear right here on Sports Radio, 1990 Game. What time's pregame start? The Wade Ford tailgate? What's that about? 6 a.m.?
Wade Ford's at 9. Pregame show starts at 11 with Mike Johnson, Chris Goforth.
Boom.
And then at 1 o'clock, of course, 102, Wes Durham and Dave Archer. And, you know, one of the greatest producers of all time, me.
Well, I will say so myself. I think we have the best pregame show in the NFL. So if you want to hear some really good numbers thrown at you to continues what I'll be talking about today in this segment, then you'll want to hear that at 11 o'clock.
You're going to rain man your way through that thing,
you know
aren't
what I
you?
Mean? I just love it, man.
By the way, we're going to have buckets of rain today and some high winds. Looks like the rain's going to move out about lunchtime tomorrow, though. So just grin and bear for the next 30 hours.
That's good because
like
Lone Star's playing in downtown Sandy Springs, so I want to hit that. You know what I mean?
Get that
thing
tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, not tonight, though.
No, thank God.
All right. Falcons, third down's been an issue for them, obviously. Let's hear from Raheem Morris about that.
There's no one specific thing, right? Because you got to put it all in different buckets, right? There's something happening in third down that happened in the red zone, and that's red zone execution. Some of them happen in these long yardage situations, which you don't want to be in. You know, the 12-plus, the 11-plus. Those are not likely ones that you can attain. You can get them every once in a while, but you don't want to live in that world. So that becomes down to efficiency on first down. And then the ones that you want to get, like the ones at the end of the game, the short yardage, whether you're talking about 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1, those are the ones you got to have. And those are the moments you got to stand up and be your best version of yourself, and we haven't been right now.
He was on Dukes and Bell, by the way, yesterday.
Yeah, and it's all about making sure that you don't allow the other team to create pressure. And I think that's going to be – to me, pressuring the quarterback is a bigger deal for this game than it's been, and on both sides, than it's been throughout the season so far. We all know, I mean, it's almost a historical fact at this point, when Derek Carr is under pressure, he's not good.
Yep.
And Kirk Cousins, for the most part, this season has not been good. Like, neither one of them so far this year have been good on third down under pressure, man. So I think that's a massive key to the game for sure.
I think it always is. I think anytime you can speed a quarterback's clock up, even guys that want to run, if you speed them up, there are times where you can run them into sacks, because that's honestly been one of the issues at Justin Fields.
Or run them in interceptions.
Yeah, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, remember all the conversation about all the sacks? They have ran themselves into sacks at times in their career. Now, it hasn't been a problem this year, but they've done a good job of protecting. But it's always that way when you can speed a quarterback up. That's why guys will tell you that sacks aren't as important as pressures.
Yeah. Well, I do have these stats to throw at you guys. Derek Carr last week was pressured on 44% of his dropbacks, which is a huge uptick from what it was in week one and week two. It was 12% and 29%. 44% of his dropbacks when he was pressured on those 44%, 3 of 11 for 19 yards and an interception. 3 of 11 for 19 yards and interception when he got pressured last week. And shout out to Jalen Carter for getting that done as well, because he had the best game of the year so far.
It's crazy how the NFL could work, because the Saints look like offensive juggernauts first 2 weeks of the season, then last week that
matchups.
And
the same thing happened to the Bucks. They allowed, I think, like 8 or 9 sacks with Denver, and it was just about they were getting pressure on Baker, and it changed that game. I think Jalen Carter had his best game as an NFL player.
He smelled blood in the water. When they started shuffling that O-line for New Orleans, he was like, it's go time.
Well, he wanted to fight after the game, too, after all that nonsense.
You know what he looked like, Rob, when I was watching tape? I told Bo this. He looked like vintage Ndamukong Suh. That's what he looked like.
That's
he
nasty.
You knew he had the power to bull rush you, so you had to get a little lean as an offensive lineman. The minute you did, swim move in the backfield.
And for him, it's going to be consistent. You know, guy consistency. Why are you not and I know that you're not going to have it. Week in and week out, it's going to be hard. They're going to play you differently. Sure. You're going to have guys that know how to play you that maybe match up well, just like we talked about. But week in and week out, why is that not something? Because you look at him and talent-wise and what everybody says about him, he's a guy that can dominate if he wants to. And why don't you want to every week? That was one of the questions coming out of him on him in college. So,
well, that's also aside from the incident up there in Athens, of course. That's what probably scared a lot of people away too. Varying degrees of engagement and desire.
To your point, it's just interesting too because it's like like I said, he smelled blood in the water. The line gets shuffled around. I don't know, Clint Kubiak, the OC down there, has done a good job, but I don't know if he was like ready to react to Eric McCoy going down. So it was like, man. What do I do now? Oh, I stick with the same game plan. Oh, my God, it's not working. And Jalen Carter's like, all right, cool.
Well, Cesar Ruiz didn't have a good game either against him, and him getting banged up didn't help. He's also banged up, by the way.
Well, third down also an issue defensively for the Atlanta Falcons. This segment brought to you by Third Down, by the way. Let's hear from Raheem Morris on that, third down defensively.
There's no one specific thing, right? Because you got to put it all in a. The first couple of games, got some tough sacks. Got a couple hits in this game. Got 8 of them. They had 13. I think they had 2 sacks or 1 sack. I'm not sure. But we definitely got to get home so we can create some of these longer third downs or get off the field.
It's just like I said on offense. I said that's the most important down for the Falcons offensively is first down, having success on first down. It's equally the same defensively. If you allow, and this has been a problem in our run
football 101, right?
In our run defense, we're allowing guys like last week, Carson Steele would run off a 7-yard chunk on first down. Well, now you turn on a 2nd and 3. They have their entire playbook open now that they can do whatever they want because they have a free down essentially.
Right.
And with Patrick Mahomes, the last thing you want to give him is a free down. Any NFL quarterback, really. The Falcons defensively, if they want to get more pressures or create these, turnovers, I think to me it's having success on first down as a defense and putting someone in a 3rd and 6 or a 2nd and 7 or 9 or whatever. That to me is where you're going to be able to create those sacks and turnovers.
And you're spot on. That the long yardage downs is where the sacks and turnovers happen. And here's, Rob, here's your final stat of this segment. The most damning to me stat between these two teams, and it kind of tells you what the season has been so far for these two teams. The Saints are averaging 6.0 sacks plus takeaways. Sacks plus takeaways, right? Forced turnovers. 6.0 per game. That's number 3 in the league. The Falcons are averaging 1.7 sacks plus takeaways per game. That's 30th.
Didn't the Saints kind of, that number could be kind of inflated, skewed?
It definitely
due
is.
To the fact, especially week one against Carolina.
On both sides.
Fact, yeah.
On both sides. And here's what I'll tell you, Rob. We had this conversation yesterday with Brian Baldinger. I would argue that the Falcons have played 3 of the hardest quarterbacks to rush in the NFL. Like, you just... You can't pass rush Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes and Justin Fields the way you would any other quarterback and the way hopefully they can start rushing Derek Carr this weekend.
I would even tell you that the Falcons have played 3 of the, when you talk about the turnover thing, Falcons have played 3 of the tougher defenses in the league. I mean, Pittsburgh, as far as yards per game, is the top defense in the league. I mean, they have been really good. Kansas City, we know, has a good defense. And then, Philadelphia, now they might not have played well against us as we thought, but the reality is they went into New Orleans and they beat them up physically and shut down what was the best scoring offense in NFL.